Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Princess Cadence and the Spring Hearts Garden, My Little Pony, The Princess Collection, Book 3. Written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. Heart Song. The crystal heart glowed with a pulsating light. Its glittering facets reflected on the ground in a brilliant spray that reached across the pavement and onto the hooves of the ponies lined up around it. Princess Cadence's elegant face was illuminated by a subtle blue glow, casting her furrowed brow with a soft haze. The heart song hadn't gone at all as she had hoped. Usually, the annual Hearts and Hooves Day heart song garnered so many ponies in attendance that not every pony could fit in the main plaza. Ponies of all ages would spill out onto the shimmering side streets. They would bring apple crates to stand on, craning their necks for a glimpse of the ever-glowing crystal heart and the popular young royals conducting the songs. This year, however, a horrible case of the pony sniffles had swept across the kingdom. Most of the residents were at home, snuggled in their beds. Princess Cadence knew that it was a major problem, for the heart song was actually a very important event. If the crystal heart didn't receive regular bursts of light and love from the ponies of the land, it might break again, and the entire kingdom would be in grave danger. The frozen north was always looming. After the events leading up to Baby Flurry Heart's crystalling, when the crystal heart had actually broken apart, Princess Cadence wasn't taking any chances with its health. The incident had already made this winter more frigid and blustery than the Empire was accustomed to, and the grounds had seen better days. It was imperative that the crystal heart be pumped full of love at all times. Otherwise, the entire crystal empire could be lost to the icy avalanches. Cadence took a few steps toward the sparse crowd of crystal empire citizens. She shot a private, nervous look at her husband, Prince Shining Armor. The striking stallion replied with his signature encouraging nod. His blue mane fell over his eyes. "You can do it," he assured her without even speaking. Princess Cadence nodded back. She felt braver now. Shining Armor always had that effect on her. "Dearest crystal ponies," Cadence addressed the small crowd, "each Hearts and Hooves Day, we join together so our love will warm us through the few remaining days of our frosty winter and carry us into our beautiful spring." Cadence pointed daintily at the crystal heart. Her candy-colored mane gently swayed in the winter wind. "I thank you for sharing your voices and hearts with your fellow ponies on this special day." The princess mustered a sunny smile. "Your kindness and love for one another rings true through each note and melody. I deliver my warm wishes to you and all your loved ones at home with the pony sniffles." "And now, one last song," called Shining Armor, cheery-faced and rose-cheeked, as he trotted forward. The royal baby, Princess Flurryheart, rode on her father's back. She bounced along with her oversized wings outstretched and giggled at each bumpy hoofstep. The crowd cooed. Shining Armor laughed as he addressed the citizens. "It's Flurryheart's favorite." Cadence signaled to the Crystal Symphony Orchestra, and a rich tune began to fill the air around them. The distinct opening notes of the crystal flugelhorn trumpeted. Flurry squealed happily. "When the crystal snow gets icy and chilly, join voices with every colt and every filly. There's only one solution, and we've made a resolution. We'll lift our spirits to the sky. Our hearts grow full and our hooves rise up high." Hooves cold, hearts warm. Cold hooves, warm hearts. Hearts and hooves day we all take part. Despite the small group, the voices grew strong as the song hit the crescendo. On the highest note, multiple bright bursts of light shot straight toward the crystal heart. A warm, happy feeling washed over every pony's glittering, crystalline face. As Princess Caden scanned the contented kingdom, she knew that everything was going to be all right. Maybe it didn't matter after all that most of the ponies were at home, slurping get-well soup. The love in the Crystal Empire was safe for another season. As the song came to an end, Cadence looked out at the shimmering buildings built with sturdy crystal and reminded herself that their home was stronger than it appeared. This Hearts and Hooves Day was just as awesome as the rest. Shining Armor lifted Flurry Heart from his back and placed her gently in the foal stroller. See me, Amor? You know I don't like to be called that name. Cadence frowned in a mocking way and nudged the stallion. She leaned down and tucked a soft blanket around Flurry Heart. The baby smiled, her big eyes blinking. I know, that's why I do it, he replied with a satisfied laugh. But honestly, Cadence, don't you agree that maybe you were worrying a little too much about the heart song? It all turned out perfectly.
I suppose you're right, Cadence admitted. Still, I just hope every pony gets better soon.
So do I, Shining Armor agreed, motioning toward the castle. Now, let's get home and have a nice, quiet evening inside, where it's toasty. My flank is freezing out here. Shining Armor could be a sort of colt when it came to chilly weather. Winter was his least favorite season. So, naturally, he liked to remind every pony of that all the time. Another reason why Cadence couldn't wait until the bright sunshine of spring melted the snow and ice away. She shook her head, mildly amused at her husband shivering dramatically in an attempt to garner sympathy. Let's go warm you up, you funny little colt, Cadence teased as she took one last glance at the crystal heart. Flurry Heart pointed her tiny hoof at it and gurgled.
What is it, sweetie?
A group of five ponies who had been gathered near the gem waited patiently nearby. They hung back, pretending to inspect the facets up close, but the princess could read body language well enough to know that they were waiting to say hello to her. A teenaged unicorn filly with a pink mane and a grumpy expression on her face caught Cadence's eye. The mint-green pony was shuffling her hooves around and looking off into the distance. There was something familiar about her, but Cadence couldn't quite put her hoof on it.
Actually, you take Flurry Heart and go ahead. Get the fire started.
Cadence instructed her husband as she kept her eyes on the curious group. I'll be along shortly to make you two some hot cocoa. I just need to take care of something first.
Cocoa with marshmallows?
Shining Armor's face lit up with a giant smile, and he galloped off toward the castle.
My wife is the best!
Princess Cadence laughed as she trotted back to the Crystal Heart. She had taken only a few steps before the group of ponies launched themselves right in front of her.
Your Majesty!
Exclaimed the self-elected leader of the group, a tall lavender mare with a cutie mark of a bunch of crystal berries. She had her golden mane in the traditional updo of the region, with sparkling purple bands across her head. Once the mare opened her mouth, the words came rushing out.
It is so lovely to see you, and may I say what a beautiful heart song that was. I haven't seen such a small turnout since I was a filly during the year that almost every pony traveled to the big Hearts and Hooves events in Canterlot. My mother wouldn't let me go. I don't even think I had my cutie mark yet. Wow, time flies, doesn't it? It feels as if it's been 1,000 years. Well, technically it has been, I suppose. Ha ha! Get it? Because of King Zomra? Oh, listen to me rambling again!
The mare laughed. A young green filly rolled her eyes and followed it with a heavy sigh. The purple mare didn't notice, or chose to ignore it.
Anyhow, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm Lilac Quartz,
Cadence finished for her. As soon as the mayor had begun talking, Cadence recognized her,
which was a relief because the princess prided herself on trying to recall the names of every pony she met. Of course I remember you. You run the Crystal Crown Cafe.
Memories of many delicious meals at the charming spot suddenly made her very hungry.
Do you still make that delectable carrot ginger soup? It was my favorite thing to eat when I first arrived in the Crystal Empire.
Lilac Quartz blushed. The chatty mare was speechless.
Yes, they do, chimed in one of her friends, Rosewater, with a massive grin. You and the prince should definitely stop by sometime soon.
Something about the delivery of her comment made Cadence think that the mayor cared more about Shining Armor's presence.
I shall, Princess Cadence replied warmly with a little bow of her head. And I can't wait to see that little filly of yours again, Lilac. She was so adorable, always covered in flour from baking crystal berry tarts. How is she?
Your Majesty, you can ask my Olivine Jewel herself.
Lilac Quartz smiled as she pointed her hoof at the moody young filly. She's right there.
My stars! Cadence breathed in awe. She's all grown up. Olivine Jewel was now staring at the crystal heart and frowning. She paced impatiently, clopping her hooves on the ground.
Oh, dearie, Lilac Quartz tutted, leaning in closer to Cadence to whisper. Between you and me, Princess, she's not the same little filly she used to be. All doom and gloom with her these days, I'm afraid. Everything is either boring or embarrassing. Teenagers, you know. Wish I could find something to pique her interest.
Lilac's friends all shook their head in support.
Still no cutie mark, commented Sweetleaf.
Rosewater sighed. And Olivine doesn't even like coming into the Crystal Crown Cafe anymore.
I'm sure it's just a phase, Cadence made a sympathetic face. She wasn't sure what to say to make the exhausted mother feel any better.
It was true that Cadence herself used to be an expert on foal sitting, but becoming a mother to Flurryheart had been an entirely different endeavor. It was exhausting and confusing, but also the most wonderful experience that the princess could recall in her whole life. Cadence's heartstrings were wrapped tightly around her little foal. No doubt Lilac Quartz felt the same about her Olivine.
Well, isn't that interesting? Olivine shouted not 2 seconds later. She perked up, eyes bright, but remained focused on the crystal heart. Mama, hurry over!
What is it, Olive?
Lilac Quartz brightened and trotted over, her three friends in tow.
The mares crowded Cadence's view, but several shrieks suddenly escaped from the group.
When the mares parted and Cadence saw what they were looking at, she almost shrieked as well. The soft blue light of the special gemstone was beating very slowly, almost coming to a complete stop.
The crystal heart was dying!